Hey everybody, welcome to the Retire with Freedom podcast. I'm Tad Hill alongside my beautiful and talented wife, Toni. This is the show all about achieving financial freedom so you can retire with confidence and accomplish your retirement dreams. Let's get started.
Tad, you know, it's been said that a successful journey begins with a clear understanding of where you want to go and how you're going to get there. Think about a road trip. You need gas in the tank, air in the tires, and a GPS that tells you, helps you stay on track. All of those things are called preparation for the trip, right?
It used to be a map that you would buy at the gas station. Now it's your GPS.
Which I could never fold back again, and it was frustrating to my father. So the same is true for a journey through your retirement. It's the same analogy I like to use. And if you don't have a clear strategy for what you want your retirement to look like, it can be easy to lose your way. There's a lot of pieces to this. Think of all the unknowns, volatile financial markets, taxes, inflation, even your health. Yep. I mean, all these things come into play, and if they're not planned for, it can really be a disaster. And all this leaves us with less and less room for error and less confidence that it's going to work well. So, you know, when folks look how they're going to fund their retirements and what they're going to do, Tad, with all this uncertainty, should retirement planning be a do-it-yourself kind of job, a do-it-yourself project?
Well, you know, a friend of mine always says, is there anything about your health or your wealth that if it's ignored, gets better?
No.
And so, you know, when we talk about retirement planning, that's a huge issue. And one of the things that we see sometimes is people that have always managed their own investments, and either they want to try to do that for their retirement planning as well, or more often really what we see, I think, Toni, is people that realize there's a big difference between growing your money and when you don't need it.
Right. And just choosing stuff at your 401k plan or whatever.
Right. Or even if you're picking your own stocks in your individual account or whatever, there's a big difference between that and, okay, now we're going to quit working and how is the money going to last and how are we going to start pulling from it? Because that's a big deal. And so we're talking today about signs that you could really use help from a retirement planner, someone that actually does retirement planning as a living. And you said, if you're going to go somewhere and know that you're going to be able to get there in a secure, confident way, you need to know where you're going and how you're going to get there. I would also add one other thing to that. You've got to know where you are.
True.
You've got to know where you're starting from.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's part of our Retire with Freedom process, because the first step is we've got to get a picture of where you want to go. But then we have to analyze, where are you actually now?
And don't you think, Tad, when we sit down with folks for the very first time, that first meeting, almost no one knows exactly where they are, even the ones that think they do.
Yeah.
Just because
it's not because they're not smart people.
Right. It's just that it's not what they do, and so they don't know how to analyze it the way it should be analyzed. Because if you get this math wrong, the first thing that you base everything else in your life on, if you get that piece wrong, then all your other calculations are wrong.
Right.
And if you don't get that right, you could really 5-8 years into retirement be
You're not going to figure it out early.
Right.
It's going to be after it's too late to fix it, probably.
And that is a sad thing. I mean, you know, unfortunately, we've sat down with some folks. They've come in to see us, and it has. Every once in a while, it's like we've retired too early. We blew through too much money too soon.
Yep.
We just didn't know. No one told us. You know, we didn't know that this was.
Or the one that always really gets me is our broker told us we would be fine.
Or they didn't say anything. And you know, the other thing, too, I met with someone yesterday.
But there was never, I'm sorry to interrupt, but there was never a plan.
No.
You know, there's a pile of money, and either they're managing it themselves or somebody else is investing their money. And unfortunately, too many people think that having someone investing your money is a plan.
Right.
No. That's a portfolio. And a portfolio is not a retirement plan. Are you looking for a way to get more education about financial planning and retirement? Be sure to request one of our retirement toolboxes, packed with loads of resources you need to help navigate the world of finance and to make the decisions necessary for you to live with confidence and joy in retirement. In the toolbox, you'll find plenty of helpful guides that explain what to do in a down market, the things to check in on your portfolio to see if a recession will rob you of your retirement. Additional guides focus on taxes, legacy planning, healthcare expenses, and several other important aspects of retirement planning. Check out the toolkit right now on AskFreedomFinancial.com. That's askfreedomfinancial.com, or just click the link in today's show description.
I was meeting with somebody this week, and the guy's kind of doing it himself. I said, you know, what's your plan? How are you going to make sure that your retirement's successful? And you know what he said? It's somewhere in the back of my head. And then his wife very sweetly said, honey, that's why we're here. So it's in the back of his head. And here's what he was counting on. He was just like a lot of folks do. He was counting his RMDs as income.
Right.
You know, that's really
common.
A withdrawal. So I said, listen, when your IRA account, you know, as the balance keeps going down because you're pulling money out, you know, is that an income plan or is that just, I'm pulling money out?
The time you want to make changes to start protecting yourself and putting a plan in place and making sure you know how you're going to generate income and not just hope the markets go up for 30 years in retirement, but you've actually got an income plan on how you're going to support your lifestyle. Tony, people need to make those decisions while things are going well.
Oh, absolutely.
So right now, another thing that we're hearing a lot is, well, the markets are going so well, I don't want to do anything to protect my money because I'm growing it so much. And so,
and they've forgotten 08, no one.
And so the question that we ask them is what? Well, when are you going to protect it?
And what's your exit strategy? And you know what? They never know. They're just whenever it feels like it or whatever.
If things start not going well, nobody wants to sell when the markets are up because they're making money. Nobody wants to sell when the markets have come down because somehow they're really hoping that they can time the absolute peak of the market. So if it's come down some, they don't want to sell then because
now
it's going to go back up and then I'll sell. But then when it starts going back up, well, now it's going up. So I don't want to sell now.
All right. Well, and here's the thing. It's not even that we're trying to get folks to sell out of the market.
Right.
It's just...
And that's a good point. I'm glad you said that because that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're not trying to get them to necessarily sell out of the market. What we're trying to do is put some sanity behind this and a plan in place. I really call, like you say, a diversified portfolio is not a retirement plan. And actually, I call that kind of insanity. It was never designed to be your income, be your long-term strategy for outpacing inflation and your health care, help you manage how you're going to, when you withdraw money, how do we manage our tax bracket? I mean, that tax bracket, they think it's going to go down.
How much are we going to need from our portfolio?
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
You know, I mean, that calculation right there is, I personally have never sat down with anybody in over the hundreds and hundreds of people that we've helped do this, the years we've been doing it, I've never sat down with somebody that actually had that calculated correctly.
And neither have I. Everybody that's listening should hear that. No one, and I've sat down with people that are accountants and bankers and all kinds of things. If there is funky math going on, or if there's some faulty assumptions that are going on that could really hurt somebody, I mean, gosh, don't you want to know it before it really hurts you? I mean, I get disturbed about when I'm like, ooh, this is a dangerous game you're playing right now.
So we're talking about the signs that you really need help from a retirement planner. And the first sign is you've never met with a retirement planner.
Right. You're just trying to figure this out.
So you're either doing it yourself or you've got a broker or a banker or someone that's managing your money, but you don't know what the plan is, the income plan is, how you're going to turn it into income. No one has sat down and really analyzed for you. Let me say this. Somebody asking you, how much money are you going to need every month in retirement? And you answering the question,
that's dangerous.
That's not analyzing
that. That's dangerous because it's still you driving the bus and you may drive it off a cliff.
Because if I accepted that answer from the people that walk in our door for help, then we would have miscalculated every plan we've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't accept that answer from people because I know they're not a retirement planner and they don't know how to figure all that out.
Right. You know, the next thing is I would say a quickie is if you have had or expecting a life-changing event, someone's passed away, a spouse has passed away, you've gotten laid off. You know, people, they're starting to lay people off work. They're offering packages. There's all kinds of different things like that that would make you want to shift gears and
And probably the most common one is just you want to retire.
Yeah, you just want to. And the other thing is maybe you just want to see what it looks like. You know, a lot of folks come in and just say, can I retire? And if so, when? Three years, 5 years, what does it look like? And let me examine that. The next thing is you save what you think is plenty of money for retirement. but you're not exactly comfortable with the amount of income that your nest egg may be providing, or you don't even know how much it's throwing off. So a lot of folks, when we analyze things, they're not really even sure if and how much income. And Ted, it's never as much as they hope it is, and it's certainly not enough to sustain their lifestyle.
Insurance products are offered through the Insurance Business Freedom Financial Group. Freedom Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Freedom Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Freedom Financial Group.